Hey, this is Brian from Geek Pop. You can listen to us on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, on our website, geekpoppodcast.wordpress.com. You can also catch us streaming live on Twitch at geek_pop. And if you miss a stream, you can catch our past streams on YouTube at Geek Pop Podcast. Don't forget to like and share us on Facebook. Popping your geek every week.
We should have done that before. We're very fucking organized here at Geek Pop. All
very right. organized.
So, a little bit of double news that's not really that big of news. Affleck is almost unofficially out.
Yeah. Yay.
All right. I feel like this is... Well, Affleck, I mean, assuming as Batman, are we doing?
Yes, Batfleck. Affleck. Okay.
Is it Affleck?
So Batfleck is sounds like it's done. He will not be part of the 2021 Batman movie, which Matt Reeves is doing.
Still talking
I can't
about?
Help but feel like I can't but feel like this must be a huge sigh of relief for Matt Reeves and everybody on the crew for the Batman who's been probably sitting there on the seat of their pants waiting to see, like, do we have a lead actor?
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to go in a totally different direction, which if they can pull it off, will be one of the best Batman movies probably ever, in my opinion.
But this is, what is the source of this? Because I feel like Batfleck leaving is sort of like so the
it's,
Voyager
again,
leaving
it's not,
the solar system.
It's
like
not official, but I believe I got it from Deadline. So
okay, well, that's a fair.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't.
Trades basically.
I wouldn't even be bringing it up if it was just like I would be like, ha ha ha, rumor.
Truth be told, I thought like when I first heard about the news a few months ago that he was back in rehab and everything, like
that was
my thought was like, okay, well, you know, that's good for him, but it also probably means he's out as Batman, right?
Maybe. So, but, I don't think DC knows what they were doing.
Yeah, but I guess he was still hanging on.
I'm 90%, 80% sure. I'll drop it on 80%. That they're that like waiting to see how Aquaman went.
And it went great.
It went fucking. It's the highest selling DC movie ever.
It so beat you're out, saying that had a factor.
It beat
in
out
Netflix
the Dark
casting?
Knight movies.
Wow.
I think
what
it,
for real?
No.
Wow.
I believe it beat Dark
really?
Knight
because yeah. The Dark Knight was like number like I don't know where it is right now.
Enrique.
But I know well, at least with the domestic grosses, when it came out, the Dark Knight became, was number two. It was
Aquaman
only behind Avatar.
Is
not Avatar. Avatar beat it. What's the other? What's
Titanic?
Yeah, it was Titanic before, and then Avatar obviously beat.
I'm pretty
so
sure
it was
it's
very briefly number
the
two.
Highest grossing DC movie that it surpassed Dark Knight, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
That's could huge. I could admit it.
Well, I know it's the highest grossing for the DCEU, DCCU? What do they call this?
DCEU. This new,
yeah.
The Snyderverse?
Yeah, which is obviously.
Which is no longer.
We're not
going to
call it that.
Come away.
It was built on that brick, but let's get some new foundation.
What
anyway,
do we call it?
So the new
Batman. That's right. This thing says the highest grossing opening week. Oh no, but this is opening week. Never mind.
So the new Batman movie, Matt Reeves has also promised that it's going to be more detective-y, which I'm like, God,
cool.
Fucking finally.
Lest we forget, Batman debuted in Detective Comics.
Well, not only that, he's considered the world's greatest fucking detective, and we've literally never seen him be like a true detective in his movies. I know
his many skills.
Nolan tried a couple times to be like, oh yeah, he's using his detectives, but it never came across as.
Well,
Batman
he got a little bit of it. Like I like the bit of it in The Dark Knight, well, like because you
don't
know,
say
he does
the bullet.
Well, it was more using the technology to then. Do his detective work for him?
And I understand it's a ridiculous.
Is how I
he
saw
put
that.
It in a scanner. It's all he did.
No, that's
no,
what I'm
he
saying.
Took
he's
like
using
forensics.
Technology.
Yeah.
To help him do his detective work,
instead
which
of sharing
is a
it with the
thing.
Cops, he gets to use it for himself so that he can. You know,
well, they probably
the
couldn't
Batman.
Afford his systems anyways.
No. But I mean, like amongst the, I mean,
they're probably custom.
There's something to be said that like a lot of people criticize the character for being
he's
skilled at everything. But like, if there's anything that first and foremost, Batman, yeah. He debuted in Detective Comics. He was the world's greatest detective who worked behind, you know, the lines of the law, and that was his whole spiel is that he's a fucking master detective, and it's only later they added all the.
As of 12/21 though, that's
12/21. What?
Yeah, that's
but
when
that's
the,
like a
that's
month
when
behind.
Yeah, that's like a month behind.
Well, he's not going to grow that much more. I mean, that's quite a bit of a gap.
I know. See, this doesn't seem right. Where did you get this from?
A lot of money.
Because I know it made more than
just
box office.
Just go to
Mojo.
Box office Mojo and go to the.
That's what he's on.
Exactly, okay,
but I know it made more than Wonder Woman and Suicide Squad. Not saying it's not on there.
Oh sure, I hope it would be by now.
So I know that can be accurate,
well,
to some degree.
But still, I mean, to jump up another 200 million. Yeah, it's.
The point is, Aquaman made
a
lot of money.
It can make a lot more than that, just simply being released in China or something.
Yeah.
But it's already been released in China. I'm just saying, like,
it says 12/21. It was only released a week before that.
Yeah, date. Sometimes the release schedules are like pretty staggered, so you can't really.
It was released
like,
on what 12/14.
Okay,
think it was
so
Aquaman was released,
so
right?
It's a while.
Well,
yeah, that's like the first week
gross
later, right there. Sounds
I think
like
the 15th was the special screenings of like a week before it released, sort of thing.
Okay, I'm looking at the all-time domestic chart, and it looks
point.
Like
it does, yeah, this, yeah, this we're, doesn't matter yeah, anymore.
The Dark Knight's number 10. Now.
By the holy way. Welcome to Geek Pop. I'm Chris.
Lisa.
Brian.
Enrique.
I'm sorry. I
it
realized.
It only took us 5 minutes to get here.
Yeah, that part. That's the. We're still
I know,
entertained,
I know,
but.
I know.
Like speaking numbers, I think that's fucking boring.
No, but that's. But I mean, I get fascinated by the kind of stuff because I remember like The Dark Knight being number 2 once upon a time. Now it's number 10 because of this. Well, Black Panther, Avengers: Infinity War, Jurassic World. Yeah, they all went up above. Oh, Incredibles 2 is number 9.
I just. Damn. I don't know. I don't. I'm not sure how I feel about Ben Affleck leaving. Other than I feel like when the first movie came out and bombed, he's been trying to. Worm his way out of it. I could be completely wrong
but
with this, but
everyone
that's what it's felt.
You
like.
Almost unanimously was like, sure. He's the best part. He's the second best thing of that movie.
Absolutely, but
the first being obviously
I feel
Wonder Woman.
Like he felt like he was on a sinking ship, and he was like, "How do I save myself?
Like,
and my name and everything."
You got to give him credit. He is an Academy Award winning director,
absolutely
writer.
I'm not
is he an actor?
Any of that from
not
him.
For actor, but
I don't think it's for acting, but it's for writing and directing.
He's got to have input when it comes to Snyder, right? And Snyder's doing this thing, and Affleck's sitting there watching this, knowing full goddamn well this probably isn't the way it's supposed to be going.
Absolutely,
this is my mind.
I don't know. Blame him for wanting to jump off the ship, and it's just I kind of wish he got a fair shake at a Batman film
because I think he did a really good job as Batman.
I'm okay with him being gone.
I mean, lest we forget, once upon a time when he was first announced, you know, there was a controversial decision, sure, before people had actually seen him. But at the same time, a lot of the reason why people were excited was the possibility that he could get behind the director's behind the camera.
Yeah,
you know,
and then he didn't do that.
Yeah.
His Batman movie, I think, could have been one of the best ones.
Yeah, he was originally supposed to write and direct it,
and
now he's not even in it at all.
Yeah,
you know, so
he's a Batman fan. I don't know how much Snyder says he is, but I feel like
he
got something else from comic.
Dude,
I believe Snyder is a fan.
Yeah,
I just believe he took the wrong things away from the material.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at the way that he, you know, he's openly talked about how he thinks Batman in his mind. Should kill or should have no problems with it. And obviously most Batman fans don't like that opinion, but it doesn't mean he's not a fan. It's just he's just not maybe the right person to be helming.
Well, he found in my opinion, he found a way around it to say this is an old Batman. He's lost his Robin. And he's been, you know, past the edge. So, like, I could believe, like, at that
and
point,
I'm okay with Batman.
He can casually kill?
Yeah, it's one of those
that
things.
That sounds
weird
to say.
I know Batman. One of Batman's big things has become he doesn't
kill. Yeah, or use a gun.
But I can understand.
I mean, it's one of its rules.
In the universe of this, if it had been done correctly, we'd have no issues with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, in the Marvelverse, they kill a lot of people. And,
yeah, Cap probably killed a Nazi or two.
And it's like, we don't quite blink an eye to that. You know, it's like, ooh, probably shouldn't. But
it's a line that's often drawn between certain characters. And, you know, like Punisher is a lot. It was the character is willing to cross that line in the Marvelverse. But most other characters don't, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, we didn't. I didn't. No one better than I when the Tim Burton one killed people.
I do. I think there was some.
Did it in like a. Look over here type of thing.
I mean, to be fair, it's one of the things I actually have a really big problem with those two movies, particularly Returns. I mean, I know they're things, but
there's no backlash to it. Like some people like
there is, but it's much smaller and
you know why?
So far.
Because we were fucking so starved. Like
they were just you're just
excited
to get
Batman movie.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the kind of things that like, you know, people didn't really look into until a lot later when they're like, "Oh, that scene with Batman and that random penguin henchman, he killed him."
upon viewing it later in life now, when he rolls in the remote control Batmobile into the factory and just bombs everybody, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
That's not very. That's like the goons come
he
up and they're like,
kill.
What is this? The entire thing is
there's
blown
no
up.
No way
like,
people
they're all
die.
Dead.
Yeah.
Like everyone there is dead.
But they're goons. They're nameless goons. It's like that Austin Powers thing where they're just like, you don't even have a name tag. Just lie down.
You've got no chance. Just lie down.
Exactly. Bad guys are us.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I understand that's always been kind of a gray area with certain.
Like, if you're going to break it with somebody, I feel like Batman's one of those ones, like, it would probably be acceptable.
I mean, as much
it
as I love Batman.
It just has to be done the right way.
And yeah. Superman always feels wrong.
I've always find it funny how, like, in virtually every version of Batman, like, one of his rules is that he doesn't use firearms.
Yes.
You know, guns killed his parents. He yeah. doesn't use guns.
Yeah.
But guns are fine as long as they're mounted on a vehicle. Like, he's got guns yeah. on his Batmobile, on the Batwing. Plane, I'm like, yeah. he's fucking, like, shooting at the Joker. Like,
you can't hide those guns.
They're tactical guns. Right. Rubber bullets. I don't know. Like exactly. Again with Batfleck, like he was definitely he used alien tech to kill other aliens. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, mm-hmm. in Justice League, he was whipping around that gun like no problem.
Like he knew how to use it.
Yeah. I did find it amusing how like you know when he joins in on the you know with the Kryptonian and an Amazon against you know yeah. A Frankenstein's monster of a Kryptonian. The whole fight, he's just zipping around.
Yep.
Don't what else
kill me,
can he
don't
do?
Kill me, don't kill me. I'm over
yeah,
here.
What else
kill me,
yeah, what is
he
going to do? He's a moving target.
Please don't kill me.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. All right, well.
Distraction.
If this yeah, exactly. is true.
Tactical, so.
Hopefully Matt Reeves gets it right in Batfleck. Hey, man, he was too short. But, you know.
Eh. You know, I'm all for it. I mean, because, look, I'm yeah, I came around to liking his casting because I think he put in a good performance.
Yeah.
I think maybe a little bit overrated, but that's just my opinion. But in any case, I didn't want Batfleck to be dragging his feet like as he's kind of been for the last.
He gets to be.
Years?
It's kind of this interesting
forever.
Thing
yeah.
where he's like, he got to be Batman.
Sure,
but he's not. He doesn't have to be remembered as that being his role. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton, Adam West, they're going to be known for being Batman. Kevin Conroy,
yeah,
you know he doesn't have to be saddled with that, so to speak. It's not going to be the role he's remembered for.
And at least Matt Reeves, the Batman, then can really have the opportunity to be its own thing. Like mm-hmm. they might still want to make it fit into the rest of this universe, but I could also see them like you know if he wants to do the Joker and it, he doesn't have to use Jared Leto's Joker. He could, I mean, hell, he could even use. Joaquin Phoenix's, if that
we'll see
gels, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, at least knowing that Batfleck is out, I think gives this movie, and especially knowing that you know, there it sounds like, even though it's not completely official yet, Henry Cavill might be out as well too.
Oh, he's
that,
gone.
Yeah, I mean, we expect him to be gone at this point. So knowing that they're probably not trying to make everything fit into the DCCU anymore, maybe the Batman will be its own. Like, it'll have. Much more, you know. Kind
I feel like DC's given up. I mean, Warner Brothers. They refuse to use a model that's kind of tested without. I mean, they don't even have to. It doesn't matter. We got to move on. We got other stuff to talk about.
Sure.
In that vein, here's where they're course correcting, I think, in the right way. Mm-hmm. This isn't 100% official again, but this is James Gunn has entered talks to direct Suicide Squad 2, the Academy Award winning movie franchise.
Which I find something. It funny because we were talking about this a little bit beforehand, and I was like, I thought he already was directing it, and it's like,
yeah,
no,
likewise.
He was just writing. Hard
to write it,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's just kind of funny. Like I just assumed he would do it, and
yeah,
I guess he's in the talks to do it. So I guess it's gonna most likely happen.
It'll probably happen. At this
Warner
point.
Brothers has something of a history of making big announcements of like we've hired somebody to begin writing a movie for us, you know. But so I kind of forgot as well that James Gunn wasn't announced as director, but they did say that he might take the helm, and it sounds like it's pretty official now, or at least it's coming.
They're in pretty good
so.
Talk. Yeah, they're like in the one guy in the article is like it's a done deal pretty much. So,
which is good.
You know.
I mean, I didn't agree. Like David Ayer's movie. All respect to him, but that movie I personally thought was kind of garbage. So knowing that James Gunn will take the full reins creatively on this sounds great. I'm excited to see what he does.
I'm just glad we get more. Unfortunately, we probably won't be the same characters, but that's okay because
we'll
I don't really need to see any more Captain Boomerang as funny as he had.
What?
What? He had.
Dude, Boomerang was like the best part of that movie.
What?
Captain Boomerang.
He was funny.
It's like
a lot of
against all odds. Like Jai Courtney was the best part of that movie.
I disagree with that, but he had a lot of funny parts. Where they're like, "You guys don't have to be here. You guys can go." He is literally the first one that grabs beer and just fucking bowls. I thought, like, "Oh my god, that's great."
I felt
great.
Such a kindred spirit there because anytime at work anyone's like, "You can leave early," I'm like, "Are you sure?" And they're like, "Yeah," and I am
gone
so quick that they're like, "I just left." And I went back to say something, and she was gone. I'm like, you told me to leave. I'm not giving you the option to say come back.
You open that door, I'm going to take it.
There's a lot of good stuff about Suicide Squad. I wish they would have let David Ayer do his movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
because there's a lot of good parts of that that probably would have worked out better. And there's a lot of dumb parts. What do you even do?
Sure. Yep. But that could, you know, that also kind of leads into our next story because.
Well, he said they're not going to use the same characters either, so. Most of the same characters.
Oh. Well, and that's fine. I mean, the Suicide Squad, like, isn't it kind of a rotate? Like, it's one of the other kind of team up things where it
so
could be, like,
they,
rotating.
So they're prisoners that are trying to get time off their sentence. Yeah. So when one of them dies, hence the name, they just fill it in with another supervillain.
Yeah. DC's got lots of villains.
Well, and it just it gives James Gunn the freedom to kind of do whatever he wants.
And I hate to say it, to compare it, but it gives him the chance to Guardians of the Galaxy it. Yeah. Make characters that aren't necessarily the top tier people. Make them interesting. I don't know who he could use. Kind of hope Diablo comes back, but I liked him in the movie too. Anyway.
Sure. I mean, take the strengths from that at least. You know, because there were some great, I mean, like for one thing, I know a lot of people were pretty happy with Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn, if not how she was written, at least how she portrayed her. And
she was pretty good.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And we know she's going to be coming back in Kathy Ann's Birds of Prey, : the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Which is the official title. Ridiculous of a name.
I didn't like it at first, but now I'm like, no, that totally sounds like.
No, when you put it all together, it sounds right.
And it fits as like, you know, especially the way they sort of like, I guess Margot Robbie was the first one to reveal it. She showed it like on her script and it just seemed like something that Harley had written into it. And it's like that, that fits a character, I guess. But in any case, we got our first look at it actually, because it's not, I mean.
It is.
People are saying this is a true teaser.
I think this is a true teaser,
but it's a teaser in the full extent of the word. I mean, because I don't think they've actually begun filming it. It appears like they just sort of whipped this together with a promo photo shoot of all the cast in full gear. Because essentially, there's no credits on it. It doesn't even say the title. It's just a quick little clip that they released showing all the actors their first first look of them as a character. It's obviously we've seen Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, but. You catch very, very quick glimpses of Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Huntress, Ewan McGregor as Black Mask. I forget the actress who plays the young Cassandra Cain. You see a little bit of Renee Montoya.
Yes.
Who else is in there?
I don't know who the other.
Oh, Black Canary. You see a glimpse of her.
Black Canary. I don't know who there's another guy in there. I don't know who.
Victor, Zsasz.
Chris Messina.
Oh, that's Zsasz?
Yeah, it's Zsasz. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Without, interesting look for Zsasz.
As far as we know, without the scars.
Well, I mean, he's wearing a shirt or something, so I'm assuming
exactly.
They
could be under there, but
yeah,
because they haven't got to his face yet.
We're used to seeing them obnoxiously everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, he could totally have it as a different. He might. Well, it doesn't ruin the character if he doesn't have the scars, but he has to have some kind of tracking system on his body.
I think they're there. They're just hidden, and there's just fewer of them.
There was a movie Nicolas Cage was in. I can't remember the name of it, where he was a prisoner and they had a plane.
Con Air.
Thank you. Anyway, Danny Trejo, he had a similar thing. Like, he had tattoos for like every girl he raped, and it was like a flower or something on his arm.
He was a dirtbag.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're supposed to be.
I know they're supposed to be,
but
oh man.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they were all dirtbags in there, supposedly. Yeah. But I just thought, I was like, that's an interesting, like, way to incorporate that, and it made me think of Zsasz. That always kind of made me remember Zsasz in that character. I don't know why.
Zsasz, if you're not familiar, is the Batman villain, or first introduced in Batman comics, I think. Who would etch another
tally mark
on his body for his kills.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and then the 5 is a
So we see him in Batman Begins. I think that's the first time we saw him in live action. But he was a minor character. Yeah.
Yeah. He was in court or something like that.
Yeah. Isn't Zsasz in Zsasz is in one of the current ones? Isn't he like an Arrow or Gotham or something?
I don't know.
Okay. He might be in Gotham. I don't watch Arrow anymore.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I remember seeing him is he's in the Arkham games. Pretty prominently.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, he's.
Oh,
cool.
I was wondering, how does Lisa know so damn much about it?
Because I read about him in the Arkham games.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good, Lisa. Yep. Anyway, Birds of Prey, like, you do get a shot of the Huntress and the Canary, I guess, or with their microphone or something.
Mm-hmm. Quick looks at all of them. Ewan McGregor looks pretty interesting in his suit and everything.
Was it turquoise or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, he's.
No mask.
Yeah. Well, yet. I'm sure at some point.
I can't wait to hear his accent. I guess he's going to have an American accent, or are they going to play him?
Yeah, he's a Scot, so.
His American accent is not really
good.
Well, because the character, isn't the character supposed to be a Italian? Like, all well, mobsters tend to be in DC Universe.
I mean, he's of that, yeah, you know, he's a mobster in that descent. I don't know if he's like, hey, I'm a black man.
Right. I mean, but Ewan McGregor is clearly not,
you know, sound like Mario.
I mean, he's Scottish, but he's not exactly the Italian type. So.
He doesn't speak Italian. He doesn't speak Italian, or he doesn't have, like, they don't
American born.
Yeah, they don't have him speaking in, like,
they don't have to keep making him like all the typical crime families.
Yes, they
you know,
have
like,
to keep it the same. He can be a Scot.
Who knows? Anyway, Birds of Prey. I feel like we're gonna get a trailer for this at Super Bowl. Is why they probably
maybe.
That's a very, yeah.
I mean, I feel like they dropped a teaser for a reason.
Yeah, but I feel like this is like an early teaser because I feel like, well, I mean, I guess
they've been filming.
Yeah. But I mean, just because like this trailer, like they're all in the same backdrop. It looks like they were just doing like a promo photo shoot and just to cut it together, do a first reveal or something.
I sincerely doubt that, like, hey, you guys, take a picture. You want to cut a trailer over here? Fuck it.
Yeah,
let's do this. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
This was preemptive.
Okay. Like a 1-2.
You got to remember, the Super Bowl's coming up, so we get trickles of stuff. Like that bullshit, it was posted on Geek Pop a while ago, but the bullshit, teasing something, dude, it's a fucking Stella Artois commercial.
Right.
Yeah, it's like him and Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said that at the time, too. I'm like, it's probably going to be a commercial.
This happens a lot. It's sort of like that Crocodile Dundee thing.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, it was funny, and he said that. I'm like, no, but I thought they really were going to make that. Like, that was legit. And he's like, no, it's not.
I think there was like a petition that came up afterwards where people were like, come on. Now, like, you got our hopes up.
And the year before that, it was Ferris. People were like, what the fuck? We're getting something Ferris Bueller related, and then it was a Honda commercial or something.
Yeah. I mean, all things considered, sometimes when they put, you know, well, there was, it's like that, was it Alexa that put out that commercial, or Amazon, I'm assuming, the Home Alone Again one?
I think so. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. But that was pretty fun. I mean, so sometimes it's, you know, sadly, it's ad agencies sometimes that make the sequels we want
to
see.
I wonder how much they paid them. I like to see what paycheck did they cut this motherfucker for him to be like, yeah, man, I can't do it, Jeff Bridges at all.
Oh, I thought you meant
the dude. Okay. I mean, how much would they give the dude do a 30-second?
For a Super Bowl commercial? Yeah. A lot of money. I mean, how much? Doesn't it cost like $1 million per second?
It's expensive.
I don't think it's $1 million a second.
I think it's more now, but
I don't.
It's really expensive.
It's, yeah. We'll
look
worth
that up
it to them. Yeah.
Later. Write it down, Enrique. I'm curious about that one. All right, let's move on.
All right. So, Baby Driver is getting a sequel. There has been a script written. And that's as far as they are at the moment.
I guess he wasn't slow.
Yeah. But that's straight from the horse's mouth, right? Because that's Edgar Wright who said it. Yeah,
Edgar Wright said he had turned it in.
Cool.
So.
Which is, this is his first sequel, right?
Edgar Wright?
Yeah.
Unless you count Hot Fuzz as a soft sequel, too.
I think officially,
they're trilogies.
Yeah. I mean, it's a trilogy,
but
it's
not
really
sequels.
It's not the same characters.
Not even the same world.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I think this is interesting, although I know I watched Baby Driver. I really liked it, but I don't think I was like clamoring for a sequel.
Well, because it's such a self-contained story where you're like, it's almost like reading a good book. You're like, you put the book down, you're sad that it's over, but you're not expecting like a sequel to whatever the medium was, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, presuming that the sequel will follow Baby and Deborah. But I mean, if it's Baby Driver 2, it's probably going to be about
they're saying
Baby
John
the Driver.
Brenthal's character is
coming in as Frank Castle.
Yes, and he's going to be the antagonistic villain in that one, which I think is good because I think that Kevin Spacey.
Spoilers for anyone who doesn't know, pretty much the whole amazing cast died. Except for Baby and his girl.
Well, thankfully.
Kevin Spacey died. John Hamm died. Jamie Foxx died.
I really didn't want him to die.
No. Yeah. Well, you wanted him to because he was kind of the good guy.
He was kind of, not
but
an
Baby
asshole.
Fucked him.
Yeah.
Baby
yeah.
fucked them all. But
he did.
You know, it's such a good movie. Have you seen it?
No.
It's pretty good.
You should go see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too surprising to me that Edgar Wright really wants to do a sequel to this, if at least because, Baby Driver was, like, his passion project.
It shows.
He says he's been writing for that for, like, 20 years.
Fucking opening.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I saw the opening, I was like, I know I'm going to love this movie. Like, he's walking around
with the
music, and it's appearing on all the street signs, on graffiti, on...
Yeah.
It was so goddamn cool.
Really,
I'm like, fuck, this guy makes cool movies.
That was maybe my favorite scene.
Just the beginning? That was it? You just
turned
it off
after
that?
Well, no, I like the rest of the movie, too, but like that stands out to me as, like,
are you kidding me? Come on. Was it slow part? Didn't like that?
Oh, that was great. I mean...
No, that was... So sweet and
so, cool,
so neat and just had all the emotions slow? And the feels.
Was he slow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, retarded great. Means slow. Was he slow?
Yeah.
Such a good fucking flick.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. I had a. Oh, that's right. I'll say I had a fucking pin, and I'm looking around like I still have the pin.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
From the movie?
It's basically it's a magic pin. Now that I'm gonna say it, but I was able to get Lisa a the Infinity Gauntlet with it. It was a pin. It said, "Was he slow?" And it's a tape.
Oh, okay. With the tape.
Eight track tape.
That's what to say. The Infinity Gauntlet's from an entirely different movie.
It is.
I didn't tell you the story. I feel like we had talked about it. We went to Comic Con and we were all looking for this pin.
Yeah.
It was Infinity Gauntlet. It was gold. The gauntlet, and then it had each jewel was like popped like a jewel.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get it by only going to one place, and none of us could find it. And I basically talked my way into trading my baby driver pin for the Infinity Gauntlet pin and give it to Lisa.
Yeah.
Because Lisa was really after that one.
Yeah.
And then everybody was jealous.
Yeah.
And it was just so amazing.
It's still every time I see that pin, I'm just like, fuck, that's a cool pin.
I know.
It's sparkly and it's got. Yeah.
What was the baby driver one?
It was the eight-track tape, and it said...
Oh, just the tape.
Was he slow?
Because
he names
that's
the tapes.
That's right. I remember seeing that now. That was a cool pin.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
And then it came with a little tape case.
I think it was a fair trade. I like how everything turned out. So, anyway.
Baby Driver 2.
It's
written. Or at least it's a draft.
You know, we're getting Star Wars land out here. Disney is starting to move forward with a bunch of, like, good ideas, I think. They did Toy Story Land, which is a soft... I think it's kind of a soft land, excellently themed in a Florida.
A soft land?
Well, so they
like
have
not a,
the pre-existing.
Not a no
well,
offenses.
This is what I mean. They have a predefined Toy Story ride there. You know, we've all been on the version out here, Toy Story Mania.
Yeah.
So they built a land with that accompanying this. So
sort of like
other,
what they did with Pixar Pier.
Kind of. The other attractions are I forget what they're called. But, you know, they buy attractions from other places and rebrand them.
Yeah.
It's like a carousel or, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And they have the Slinky Dog roller coaster, but it's like a kiddie coaster.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I say Softland because, like,
Mr. Potato Heads.
You've been on the best ride, but you can. Yeah, I guess. Like, you can go around and walk around. It looks like you're in the backyard and it's cool. It's kind of like Bugs Land, you know? That's why I say soft. But my point being is, like, Disney's starting to make these new lands. Finally. They're doing another one in, I guess, China, because I didn't know this. But apparently, fucking Zootopia was the biggest animated movie in China's history and one of their biggest movies.
Sweet.
Wow.
Well, at least it's a good one.
Zootopia is a good movie.
Yeah. It's
they
a damn good movie.
Fucking love Zootopia. And because of this,
yeah.
Disney Shanghai, I believe, or was it Disney Hong Kong?
Because you know the.
One of them.
Oh, Shanghai, yes. It was Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Yes.
Is getting a Zootopia land, which I'm like, that sounds pretty kind of like, that sounds really cool. And, you know, the concept of people wearing the bunny ears, I think, you know, Judy's bunny ears. And there's even one kid in the background with the giant lollipop or the popsicle.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, awesome.
That looks fun.
They can have a lot of fun with the cast members. In the land. You know,
One of my favorite parts of that movie, I don't know if you guys saw it at the movie theater. There's an amazing shot where you're introduced to the world where Judy goes to the city, but she goes to the city and there's like fucking five or six different climates of city.
Oh, yeah.
And she's on the train. She goes past like the snow and there's a rainforest fucking one and a desert. I always thought that was an amazing cinematically stunning shot.
Yeah.
If they had anything remotely like that, like a rainforest like area within that or, you know, I think it could be a real winner.
Sure. Time. I mean, even reading the story, I was sort of like, oh yeah, they why not do something great with Zootopia? That's they could really mine that for. I know that like I don't know if they're planning to do a sequel. I know there's still some.
I feel
talks
like there's
about
something
it.
That's coming down the.
For
them, how popular it was out there and how much money it made, they gotta have something.
Well, that's another reason to make a big park or at least area of a part of the park. If you know there's going to be other films that's going to be keep giving it content and keep giving it a reason to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
But Zootopia, even just on its own, the movie's such a great gold mine for that kind of for something. You know,
it was a good flick, man.
Great movie because it's like I didn't see it in theaters. Unfortunately, I didn't see it until much later when I started hearing everyone saying actually really damn good. I didn't think much of it from the ads, and then I saw it, it's like, dude, it's got this like powerful message about prejudice and its place in society, and like it's just, oh man, it's such a.
And it doesn't feel like they beat you over the head with like
no, and it's
just part of the story in the land, and it's for them to get, a different land is exciting and very telling of what Disney's trying to do worldwide.
Sure.
I can't wait for us to get something else like that. I know we're getting Star Wars Land. I'm sorry, Star Wars, it's called Galaxy's Edge.
Galaxy's Edge, yes.
Galaxy's Edge.
Just the edge of the galaxy.
But, you know.
That's all we could fit.
I love Galaxy. I mean, I love Star Wars.
Anaheim's crowded, isn't it?
It is. They need a third park. I just don't know how they'd even do that.
Just level the homes.
No, what they'd have to do.
No, they have to, I would say, like, put it somewhere in middle America where there's a lot of land.
So what they'd have to do to do this, and I don't know how, if this would be possible, they'd have to level the parking structure and probably one of the hotels and maybe some of downtown Disney and put another park in that area. Yeah, that's what the third gate would have to be. I think they can. Absolutely. Because I was, there's no, like, I don't know if you can remember, but prior to California Adventure opening, like I was like, they're not going to be able to fit in a fucking parking lot. And then I walk around there, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
this was fucking Bambi. I can't believe that. I mean, I don't know if it was really Bambi, but my point being is, like, I didn't think they could utilize that small of a space for that a land. And it is, you know, now it's thriving, but they were able to do it.
The only thing with that was it was a parking lot, so it wasn't. I mean, it was making the money because they charged for parking.
Sure,
but it wasn't making that much money for them. If you're talking about leveling businesses, a hotel.
So most of downtown Disney.
I don't know where they can move that to.
Those shops, those shops are rotating, man. Like,
oh, I don't know that.
I don't think there's one remaining opening or shop that's been there for like the whole time it's been open.
I just know the House of Blues down there. That's about
the
it.
What? I don't even know if the House of Blues is there anymore.
I think it is.
Is it? I know that ESPN's gone. I know the Rain was the Rainbow might be there. My point being is those places are in and out. Like, if they bulldoze just half of that and maybe some of the because that's a parking lot there for downtown Disney and they have the parking structure.
Yeah.
And that whole road that would connect them. Like, if they got rid of all that, I think they could have another park.
They'd have to really do some careful fudging around, sure. But
are you kidding me? It's Disney. Like, they can't do that.
But I mean, look, Indiana Jones is built over a parking lot, so.
Is it under? No, it's over.
Yeah, it's the Eeyore parking lot. That's why there's that Eeyore sign that's in the queue.
And they even built, you know.
I didn't even realize that.
Well, you have to look for it.
This is one of the little Easter eggs I like to point out when you're in the queue. It's like, hey, there's an Eeyore parking sign.
I knew this used to be.
They pointed it out to you?
Or at least somebody did.
I know the sign was there.
I don't think they pointed out. But
I've never heard it because it's literally under the parking
lot. Like, if it wasn't an employee who pointed it out, it was some Disney nut. I mean, I know enough of them, so it's like,
yeah.
That was Chris. That was me. I don't know if we were in the park either, but we've even done it to the park, or to the point where we went to the park and we had to bring a flashlight so we could shine it up there. And the employees would not tell us where. Mm. But they're like, I would look in this area. That's most they would give you.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, all the Mouse Planet people, like those are the people who probably were the ones who pointed out.
a Mouse Planet person for a long time.
Did you ever do a? Did you ever do
the Gumball run?
No, the scavenger hunt throughout Disneyland. Because I did that a couple of times.
We thought about it a couple of times. Yeah. And we just never did it.
What do they call it? Mouse Adventure.
That's theirs. Yeah.
Because I was on team a couple of times with people, and I told them, like, I don't know this park as well as you guys do, but, like, you know, but a lot of it's just like logic.
You used to know the park pretty backwards and forwards, especially after. I mean, I knew before working there, I read several books, but then after working there, you learn stuff that you didn't even, you always pass by. I don't know,
sure.
As much as you know, the plaques on the Mark Twain,
that's a whole other podcast,
Anyway, we're Zootopia.
Yes.
We're not getting it.
We're not getting it, but China is.
I just thought, you know, it was kind of interesting that that's the biggest movie, animated movie that they ever had.
At least it's a good one. It's not like Transformers 2 or something, because that made a lot of money over there.
There's a Transformers ride.
The Transformers ride is pretty amazing.
It's a good ride, yeah. Anyways, keeping things in the wheelhouse of
Disney,
yes. Jon Favreau, who's writing and directing The Mandalorian right now, he's been sharing some interesting little glimpses into his Instagram, and he's always been the kind of director who will do that, you know.
Sure.
But then he, I think like it wasn't the first look, kind of his release, and like you know, some of the first set looks and stuff of that. Yeah. Like he revealed the infamous gun from the holiday special, or inspired by the holiday special. So he tweeted out a photo of a certain astromech droid that's gotten a lot of people talking. It is unmistakably R5-D4.
That's right, Skippy.
Yeah, Skippy the Jedi droid.
if you
believe the old canon.
Bad motivated.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So for those who don't know, R5-D4 is the red astromech that Owen initially buys along with C-3PO, but then blows up, and then they're like, hey, get that one, the blue one. All right, and then fate has it.
Uncle R2-D2. Owen!
Yeah, and then thankfully, because R2-D2 gets bought by...
What about the blue one?
Yeah, that sets in the motions of Death Star plans getting to the rebels and everything. And
we've talked movies. About this before, Brian, but Skippy obviously is a Force-sensitive droid, and we know he blew his own motivator, least not upset the cosmic scales.
Sure.
Seriously?
Well, that was at one time.
Well, it wasn't ever officially canon, but Star Wars Tales, which are, you know, now all the old Dark Force comics.
Well, been it was canon. Literally all his only story. Yeah. Like, that was the only story anyone ever wrote about that poor little droid.
Sure.
For the longest time.
Well, but yeah, there's been all sorts of different accounts of, you know, both the Skippy account. I think there was also an official one that, like, he did it.
Intentionally, yeah. I think R2 was, like, convinced him, like, dude.
Which has been re-canonized.
I need to go with that guy.
And he didn't kill him. He just popped his motivator.
Yeah, basically.
Motivator.
I think it was, because I think it was also re-canonized.
It motivates him to work.
Well, is that really what it does, Ryan? Now I don't want to.
There's a robot chicken boom. Sketch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the bad motivator.
He's like, he's got a bad motivator. He's like, could you go to work? He's like, okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Fine.
You can't understand R5's language, but that's what he said after his motivator blows. Yeah. He's like, fucking, I'm going to work.
Okay.
We'll get that one. That one.
I don't feel like doing this
today. We should campaign for this to be like canon. A lot of different stories out there, but I think the one that's, I don't even know if this is the prevailing one, is that R2 convinced him to do it.
Yeah, well, it's actually been recanonized in the new canon book with all the little short stories. One of them was that R2 convinces R5 to self-detonate, essentially, so that to make sure that he gets the plans to the rebels, you know. But then, that's been made canon. But there's a long history of stories about R5, including these official Star Wars comics. Even though they weren't canon, they were comics about R5, you know, as Skippy, the Jedi droid.
You know, it's really
nice. He was just force sensitive, like, so he was aware of the force, but he was a droid, so he couldn't actually tap into it.
He had
like midichlorians infused in him or something.
Maybe, yeah.
They're really lucky he didn't work for the Empire.
Sure. Well, that means
he's not black.
Yeah,
he didn't have any black markings or anything like that because all their droids are black.
Right.
And
he was undercover.
Could be.
But that is interesting just seeing this because, I mean, obviously it's from the set of The Mandalorian, and I'm sure it's just like a background little Easter egg or something. But
no, I think he's going to be in the series in some small capacity, right?
He's the R2 of this series. I don't know.
It could be like tagging.
That'd be cool.
It could, remember, Ron Howard shared the photo of Tag and Bink, and are they in Solo? No. So I feel like, you know, R5 is probably going to be, and I wouldn't expect him to be a major character. He wasn't a major character in Star Wars. But
what if they made him one though? He could be a star now.
Sure, but it could also be kind of interesting, just like how it is in all kind of Star Wars stories that their movies and TV shows that we're getting now. Like, you know, it kind of weaves something more interesting kind of in the background. Like, look, there's R5, and who knows? Is he even on Tatooine still? It kind of looks like he's on sand. Like, we don't know if it's a set photo.
We don't
but
know.
It looks like he's on sand.
So we don't know anything like any details about it. Yes,
he looks beat up. He looks definitely worn down.
He might be in the outer. I don't know if it's in the outer rim or a core planets, but obviously if the Mandalorian and then they have IG-88 there, so I don't know.
He's on Tatooine. Saved Boba Fett.
Could be Tatooine.
Maybe.
Maybe it is still Boba Fett.
Exactly. Maybe he is Boba Fett.
Who knows?
He was an astromech this entire time.
He rescued.
He just had a really bad motivator, but he was really motivated by money.
Could be.
Yeah, either way. I mean, whether or not he's a main character, it's a main. I don't expect him to be a character.
What if they changed the name of the show, like, as they released it? It was like
The Astromech.
It was The Mandalorian and Skippy or something like that.
No, Skippy and The Mandalorian. Right. Come on,
that's a TV show right there, man.
He could become The Mandalorian's droid, you know, just like R2 becomes any main character's droid.
Because I think they revealed that the Mandalorian has a blacksmith with him.
Blacksmith.
Yeah.
They still have blacksmiths in Star Wars.
Well, whatever the equivalent of that for Mandalorian, that's why he's getting armor and stuff like that.
His,
so
his armor maker. Dude.
Maybe R5 is a R5? R2, R5.
R5. R5, D4.
Okay.
Which Luke erroneously calls an R2 unit in Star Wars.
This R2 unit is going to be an elevator.
He is kind of from the backwoods there, sure. The desert.
My wife the other day.
That's true.
I don't know. The
Fridays brain.
My wife last weekend, she was like, we got a blankety blank on, you know, Saturday or Sunday or something. I'm like, And I text her back. I'm like, oh, but I was going to go to Toshi Station to pick up some burgers. I'm like,
you can waste time like, with where? Your friends when you're. It's like, divorce.
I was a little pissed. I'm like, come on. It's, and I sent her a link of just like that. That
the clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny yeah. Says that she didn't get it. Anyway, what else do we have?
Well, Resident Evil is now going to get its own television show that Netflix is developing the script for. And
yay!
All they're looking for is the showrunner.
So is this going to be actually off the game? Or
it says here it's from the same production company as the ones from the film, so most likely it will be based more on the films.
Cool. Or on the films, you said? The films. I thought you said the games. Okay. Because, yes. I mean...
Because it's right. The same production company.
Some of the movies had merits. Some
sure. I mean, the movies were fun. At
to
least
me, the only good one was the first one. After
I,
that,
I thought the first one was pretty great.
Yeah,
what was the one in Vegas with the crows?
That was the fourth one.
14th one.
It was Extinction.
Hold on.
It's a lot right. Of them.
So the first one is obviously the one of the under Raccoon City. The second one is Raccoon City. The third one.
Second one was Jill. And
no, the second one. Yeah, the second one was Jill. The third one was that in Vegas? No, because she was
the fourth
she was with
I know by the third one they were in Apocalypse. I don't remember if the Vegas one was the third one or not, though.
Well, I mean, that. In any case, they were fun. I mean,
they were
but
fine.
They were fun, but they were also like they weren't the games.
No,
no.
I mean, where's
the
Leon?
The first one
where's...
was arguably like, yeah, you could probably
well,
put that
the second
in,
one
in,
I think
in...
was pretty close. They had the same well, characters. They're in the city.
Well, they altered a lot. Yeah. I mean, if you played the third game and then played and then watched that, you go, no, that's not how it happened.
I don't remember the third game. I remember the second game with the
well, the third game.
Chris,
primarily like focused on Nemesis and yeah.
Nemesis. Nah, I forgot about Nemesis.
Yeah, Nemesis was in the second movie, yes.
Yeah, that's right. He was the giant yeah.
He was the Nemesis?
He was
with the giant was, dude with the gums
so,
and the
yeah, then the first movie, what's the name at the end of the movie? Do you remember the first movie?
I've never seen these movies.
Oh, too bad. The first one was pretty
like,
amazing.
The first one could have been canon
I mean, the first
to the games.
Bad.
Yeah, the first one could have been canon to the games, but after that.
Well, they made it a prequel to the games.
Well, it could have been, yeah, but now it's not technically prequel to the games because obviously
they
veered off course like crazy.
But I mean, even like they veered off course from the get go, didn't they? Because isn't Alice has never been in the game?
Well,
no.
Yeah. And Alice is clearly the main character
of
all the movies.
It's like a inadvertently prequel. Like it's basically they show a lab underneath,
kinda.
And you could assume. That the lab was connected, and there was a train under.
Well, there was
there.
A train in the game.
And
it was the wreck train. So
yeah.
In the first
in
game
the
was
one,
in
too.
The mansion that we see in the first movie.
Yeah,
but it only took place in the mansion because it was a team that was called in when the
T virus and
escaped. Right, yeah. So that was the response team that came in, but they couldn't get to the hive. So that's why it kind of made a good story because you're like, well, I guess that could have happened right before we are introduced to our characters.
Yeah,
sure.
Anyway. Resident Evil TV show could be pretty cool, especially with Netflix. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as Netflix.
Just leave
is
Alice alone.
Yeah. They have to.
Yeah.
They have
I don't
good.
Need more Alice. I didn't see the last one. Was any good?
Not, I didn't really. But I mean, Alice, is, I mean, she's either. Been the main character of her own, of the whole film series. I feel like, like, let, like, if they're,
but,
if they're going to keep with
her.
Let her stick with the movies,
kind of
whatever.
End the series sure. With her, too. If
I didn't see
film,
the last movie.
I didn't see the last movie either.
I thought I was reading that Wes Anderson did it and kind of ended the series.
To kind of be
in
conclusive.
A sense with her, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of hope that is true.
Well, maybe. And that'll be Alice's arc. But, like, if they're going to continue with the brand name of Resident Evil, knowing that this started with the games, I would like to see, especially, I imagine a lot of the Resident Evil fans would like to see a little bit more game-centric kind of story.
Well, they did. They started incorporating, like, I would. I'll just leave it at that. This is the one where she was in, I think, Russia or under the ice or something like that. They started introducing like Resident Evil 4 stuff. And did you see that one with Leon?
No, not that one.
I don't know. And then there's like a couple things that like I kind of got pissed off about. Like the whole like they had a fight scene in the movie that was exactly carbon copy of the fight scene in one of the games in part 5. So I was like, yeah.
Were the lasers ever in the games? Because that's what I remember most from the first movie.
No, that was in the first movie. That was that was a good thing about the first movie.
Think
like,
about
yeah,
the first
fun.
Movie as a prequel to the games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though I think they've since recanted a lot of that. Exposed more of it. But it doesn't matter. It was fun. I remember seeing those movies when they came out in theater and like that elevator scene from in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It gets you from the get-go.
Sure.
The fake out. And
oh, yeah.
So. Anyway.
Hey, I mean, I'm all for Netflix doing something cool and new.
Well, if you're looking for that, check out Kingdom. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen
it's
that
a zombie.
Show. I heard it's like a
yeah.
Asian zombie show?
Yes.
I can't remember if it's where it's from specifically.
I want to
I'm pretty sure I'm wrong.
But I want to say Korea as well. But I
you know what?
Wrong.
They did do a big deal with Korea, so it
might be. It's a from Sense 8. God damn, I can't. She was
the Wachowskis?
She was no, it's not a Wachowski.
Oh,
she was in
the
a Cloud
actress.
9 too.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, I know.
I can't think of her name. Mm. She's pretty fucking.
Oh, I love her.
Pretty fun. Yeah, she's. So, anyway.
I mean, as long as you can do something new. I mean, there's something to be said about the zombie genre. There's so much done in it that, like, you know, they're going to have to be fighting
again,
against that.
Go watch, if you haven't seen it, see Train to Busan.
Busan.
Which I saw, which and I'm Korean. Like, I was like, holy shit. I love, like, this is what you want to see in a zombie movie again.
Yeah.
And it makes it feel fresh and awesome.
Sure.
Anyway, let's move on. Lisa. Oh, wait.
I think it's Donna Bay is the actress.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah, I needed her picture to load. Okay. But that's the actress in Sense8, and I guess The Kingdom now too.
Okay.
Cool. So Starship Troopers is getting a reboot-ish in a TV show. However, it may star the original cast.
Well, they ain't doing anything except for maybe Neil Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Casper Van Dien.
Yeah.
You saw Casper Van Dien at a
Comic Con, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
He was getting drunk at a Power Ranger party with us.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy, though.
Who else was it?
What?
Who else was it in the movie?
From
the movie. Who was in the movie? It was Casper Van Dien.
Oh, Casper Van Dien.
Casper Van Dien.
Casper Van Dien. I said Diaz.
Dien.
You keep doing it. Dien.
Yeah, Van Dien.
And
my
then
bad.
It was the.
Are we talking
she was
about
married to Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
Oh, Denise Richards.
Yes.
Denise Richards.
And Neil Patrick Harris. And, what's his name?
Busey.
Busey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Gary Busey?
He was kind of the rival.
He was his first sergeant, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
oh wait. Oh, you're talking about Jake. Okay.
Jake Busey.
Jake Busey. Okay. I was like,
not Gary.
I was like, Gary Busey.
Is he related to Gary Busey?
I've seen that movie many times.
Oh, my God.
It's
I had no
son.
Idea.
Look
that
at his
is
face.
I guess that makes
still,
sense.
Still, I had
just
no
like
idea.
Him.
All
right.
And Michael Ironside. And
he's dead. And so is You've Killed Bugs Good. That guy.
Oh, yeah. Michael Ironside's passed away?
Well, Michael Ironside, didn't he?
He was just in, like.
He might not pass away. I don't know. Okay. His character's dead, so it doesn't really matter.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
His
character is definitely
his
dead.
And Father.
But it's a reboot, though, so.
No, yeah, I think it's
exactly.
More of a reboot in the sense that we're catching up.
Oh,
with
catching
the,
up
yeah.
with them. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and also,
so
to be fair.
So they'll be older.
Yeah.
Like in,
well, I, you know, I don't know if you guys ever saw it, but on Netflix for a long time, they had the Starship Troopers anime. It was a movie.
I loved the anime.
Fucking so good. It was so goddamn good.
I saw some of them.
It was like Aliens, but, you know, Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and to be fair,
I'm sorry. I was thinking you were talking about the Roughnecks show, the old
no, there's
cartoon
like a,
that they had a long
there's
time
like
ago.
There's like an anime movie where Casper Van Dien's character is like an admiral,
Casper
and
Van
Dien comes back.
Yeah, yeah,
he has
yeah,
one
yeah.
eye, and he's
I
like he has
that.
To rescue Carmen and like the crew or something like that.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
really
yeah.
good.
That was a good movie. Yeah, that's true. That was a really good movie.
Well, and I also just want to clarify really quick that there's no concrete plans for
this.
This is just Ed Neumeier talking about how. It's something that he's been considering, but at the same time, it's like Ed Neumeier, by the way, being the head writer of basically all the Starship Troopers adaptations.
Obviously.
But well, I mean, but yeah, he's like the main guy with the adaptations,
yes.
at least. And so, but I do like what he has to say in the interview where he kind of revealed that he's talking about this option of doing the TV series. That
yeah.
is that what is all his worries about it. Like I guess, you know, because the way he puts it in this interview, he says that he's worried about the series being a version of the book without the political commentary, which is not sure if which he's not sure if that's how he like if that would interest him. But
I
at
mean,
the same time, I don't see how that
he,
doing it as a series would.
I don't understand how he's even said that. Like. The tones were there in the movie, but they totally missed the point of the book.
Well, but and that's
well,
the
and
point.
I think
that's the
point.
Yeah, the Verhoeven's movie was meant to be something of a parody of because Robert Heinlein's original Starship Troopers novel like has gotten a lot of flack for being very overly pro-military, very fascist in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And so Verhoeven's movie was kind of, in a way, like embracing that, but also parodying it. Like this, it's this hyper military society,
yes,
where they're, mm-hmm, where it keeps cutting to these propaganda ads, where,
yeah,
where we're meant to kind of laugh at how silly and over the top it is.
The whole
is,
movie, you know, was campy.
Yeah, and so I mean,
one of my favorite movie lines from is that "You kill bugs, good."
Right.
Yeah.
Such a stupid fight. And he says it with a straight face.
So it kind of subverted the original novel in this way, and it kind of ended up being this, like, this political message, you know, that was kind of its own thing, you know. And I don't see, I understand his worry that a TV series could take away some of that political commentary, but I say, why not? Embrace it. That's a lot of what's great about
it. I think he just needs to forget about it. You know, like, he set the grounds for this show already. As long as he follows that formula, I don't think anyone's going to notice and or care, because they just want more Starship Troopers.
And I think people would love to see, like, Casper Van Dien just...
He did another movie.
They did a second movie that didn't have him, and then the third one he showed
was
up.
Was the third
in.
One?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I didn't see the third. I saw
I
the
think
second
I
one.
I saw
though.
The second and second the third.
Was that the one where they're stuck in the base?
Yeah. The only reason I saw the second is because it was packed. The DVD pack with the first movie was cheaper than the first movie on its own.
Wow.
And so my sister bought it. She's like, "All right, we're gonna watch this," and we're like expecting to hate it. And like, I kind of dug the second one. It was like it felt like a horror movie because it was trapped in that bunker with all the bugs coming. But it had no Johnny Rico. So.
No, I. whatever, Brian. If it brought you joy, I'm gonna leave it alone today.
Starship Troopers 2, you guys. I'm gonna recommend it. I'm gonna stand on that.
Oh wow, man! Okay,
Brian,
all right.
Recommends.
The rest of the crew out of this message.
No, only. Let's move on. No, we gotta move on.
Move on,
Enrique.
Well, on to fish fingers and blood custard.
Yeah.
Apparently, Matt Smith is gonna be in. He's in final talks with Jared Leto to be in. You knocked me out. I can't hear myself.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, there we go. Okay, we're in final talks to. Sorry, that totally jumbled me.
Morbius.
We're in final talks with to be in Morbius. So yeah,
cool
for Sony.
Yeah.
So far they're 1-1, not counting Spider-Man movies.
They're 1-1.
They're 1-1. Venom is total horseshit.
Okay.
Spider-Verse was an amazing Spider-Man.
I didn't hate
spinoff.
Okay.
So they're 1-1 in my book. Fuck it. I'm going to say they're 1-1 in the Geek Pop book. Sony is trying to swing with Morbius. They've got Jared Leto, which he's not a shitty actor.
Yes.
He does good stuff.
Yeah.
He gets into the roles.
Yes.
Literally. No.
Well, we don't know who Matt Smith is playing, which is interesting because he's such a high-profile actor.
Is he?
Well,
Matt Smith?
That's the thing, yeah. Like,
he's a geek actor?
He's tried to become a big thing,
but it hasn't really hit yet.
Yeah, no, he just keeps picking the wrong movies, basically.
He just gets in the wrong. Yeah,
I
don't know.
Yeah,
Matt
because
Smith.
I could have sworn like the Terminator one. I thought he did a good job on that,
too.
but unfortunately, it just did not have traction.
Didn't take out
the movie.
Terrible
didn't
Terminator
work.
Movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The movie didn't work.
Yeah,
but go see Starship Trooper 2, guys.
Yeah, I mean, but he's in The Crown, and he does an amazing job.
God,
in
yeah,
awesome
people
Crown.
Like him in that, and you know he was in
he's done with The Crown too because it's a whole new cast for
time
season
jump.
3.
Yeah, which has always been. Planned like people keep freaking out about it, and I'm like, but that's how this is supposed to work.
Sure, and that well, at least, but that takes away that commitment. The commitment you can obviously do a major role like this, and I mean,
he was also
know,
in that other movie that bombed.
Look at my muscles.
Which even
that
though
movie was so
the movie
bad.
Was fucking weird and not cohesive, Matt Smith's performance was actually kind of interesting. He was one of the interesting things about that movie.
It was fine. Was that Ryan Gosling's first
Ryan Gosling.
Directorial
and
debut?
He hasn't done shit since.
That's okay. I don't need to see anymore.
He sucks. I love Christina Hendricks and that's bomb. But anyway, Matt Smith, he's such a lovable guy and actor. Yeah. Like,
I want to see him play as a good villain.
I just want to see him in more stuff.
Yes,
so
that too.
If he's a villain at all.
Morpheus.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be interesting. But, I mean, I still think it's weird that they're doing a Morbius movie.
Yeah. Well, but, I thought it was weird. Look, it's not any weirder than them doing a Venom movie.
Well,
no, a Venom movie without Spider-Man, because they're going to do a Morbius movie without Spider-Man.
That's exactly it. I mean, I almost forgot that.
Does he exist without Spider-Man more than Venom?
Yeah, Morbius?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's exactly all the more reason why I almost forgot that this is a...
Right.
Yeah, I almost forgot that this is a Sony movie because it's like I think of Morbius as just a Marvel character, And I kind of forgot, oh, yeah, he technically was introduced as a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, he's a Spider-Man
and so
character.
Sony has the rights.
Until the 90s when they you know, anti-heroed him.
Sure. But in that same way, like, that's why I have a lot less problem, certainly, that with Sony doing a Morbius movie than a Venom movie without Spider-Man. Because a Morbius movie without Spider-Man is going
to be Spider-Man for a very long time until they you know, kind of transferred him over to the Blade, you know, dark vampire universe where there's werewolves.
And, yeah.
I mean, not universe. And it's a subset of the regular Marvel stuff, the paranormal.
I'll sure. With, and it know. May well be just I didn't read the Spider-Man comics where he was introduced. I was like,
well, we're born, I don't
think. Yeah, I got into him. Like, I knew of him from the trading cards and knowing he was just a Marvel character, the okay. living vampire, the scientist who
yeah.
screwed
oh,
up
yeah,
his
he's just, I've always thought of him as a Spider-Man character. But he's okay. not dependent. At least, sure. again, not as much as Venom
exactly.
was dependent on Spider-Man being his, you know, arch enemy.
A Venom movie could be fine without Spider-Man if it isn't an origin movie, yeah, which they tried to do. So
that's blasphemous.
I mean, look. And it had its moments, to be fair, but...
shit.
Sure.
I don't know.
So this is Brian advocating that now. Starship Troopers 2 and Venom.
Starship Troopers 2. Hey, Venom
so
has its fans.
There's your barometer with like Brian, folks. I might just call this episode Starship Venom 2 or something.
The Bryometer?
The Bryometer,
yeah.
What other movies do you love that are absolute garbage? Anyway, let's move on. Matt Smith, we all kind of love Funko here at the table. We mm-hmm. all own several Funko items.
That is true.
Sure.
Part of me wants to scoff at this news, but it worked with Lego, and that is that they're making a Funko movie.
Yeah, I did sure. learn the hard way with the Lego movie. Like, nope, don't scoff at it. Don't
well,
talk crap
I mean,
about it.
You can scoff at it, but it's definitely, it's one of those things because they have so many properties
yeah.
that does that then open the door for like Gandalf, Deadpool, The Little Mermaid, and Bob Ross to all show up in a movie together.
Sure.
I'm going to say yes, because Lego actually did just that.
Because
Lego
yeah.
Batman.
They did some of that.
But yeah.
And Lego, but Lego Batman had like the bad guys came in and it was like fucking Voldemort, a Dalek, Godzilla, King Kong.
Yeah, but also Lego movie had the same characters.
Well, yeah, they had Gandalf
yeah.
and
yeah,
Star
Gandalf
Wars
and
characters.
And you know what? You're
yeah. it just
they didn't have any Marvel characters, but yeah, they had the Justice League in there.
Yeah.
I know what you're absolutely right. I mean that's a lot of the potential here, and I think that's a lot of what they're looking at is the cross property kind of
I think
you know,
that's
territory they can run
into. I slightly disagree. I think that's the benefit side benefit of what they're going to do. They're going to create well it's yes, but they're going to do either their original character or you know some of their other you know a new character that's going to be like. That they can sell, that they're going to make money on, not Spider-Man or
sure.
fucking Ghost
yeah.
Rider or
but
Superman. It's going to be Freddy Funko, you know, possibly a movie,
sure.
I think.
Yeah. Now, but at
I
the
mean,
same
they
time.
They have their own animation department.
Yes. Well, yeah.
I don't know how big it
shorts.
Is, but they're making shorts.
They're not going to
sure. And that could have been kind of a gateway into this, too, as well.
Yeah, they're
it's
fun.
Like,
the little Marvel
well,
shorts, you mean?
Let's do these little shorts
yeah.
and then see where this takes us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the same thing you could say about the Lego movie. They had shorts before, and then all of a sudden they made big.
Well,
I don't
know
if were those Lego, specific Lego shorts, or were those people making
those
shorts with Legos?
People making shorts with Legos.
Yeah, yeah. And
I could have sworn they were from Lego also, though.
I don't know.
No,
yeah, like the Ninjago was before they made the movie for it.
Yes.
There was Ninjago.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, well, hold on.
Good point.
And I understand you guys are being trepidatious about, you know, you don't want to make any assumptions because you felt, you ended up being crow about the Lego movie part.
That's
and
fine.
And I am one of those people, too. I think there's right to be more wary about this movie, though, because there were so many more reasons why the Lego movie worked rather than just, you know, because look, I had the same qualms about the Lego movie being overly commercial. But once you saw the movie, it ended up being this great little love letter to, you know, to just like
building.
Because Lego not only has cross-generational history and appeal. But by its very nature as a toy, there was a strong message that could be done with it, you know, and not to mention the film itself was such an homage to the animation style established by Lego filmmakers. By you know, not so you guys are mentioning like whether or not Lego did shorts like this. A lot of like the animation style of the Lego movie was an homage to brick films, to all the things that the fans did, and with stop motion, and like right down to like every single frame in the Lego movie is built as if it's recreating a stop motion appearance.
You know,
like the blurs of the spaceman are literally built out of Lego rather than just created as a blur. Funko doesn't have that history. Funko doesn't have that history also as an animation medium. You know,
I mean,
like
they've been around for 20 years.
Sure, but not to the cultural extent that Lego has.
Of Lego. Yeah. I agree with
sure.
that.
Sure.
So I but look, I could be eating crow. I could see this movie and think it's amazing. I actually like once I saw like I was a little worried and then I saw some of those shorts and mm-hmm. I thought, "Oh, that's kind of fun the way they don't speak because Funkos don't have mouths." So I think that could be kind of fun doing a whole movie.
I don't
they
think
don't
they
speak.
Can get away with that.
I
could be wrong.
But I think by all means that could be another reason to do it. I think if it's just talking Funko toys, like it'll feel a lot more commercial.
Again, that's why they're going to have their original characters. I think they're going to have their own.
Have Freddy Funko the main.
That's their main.
Sure, but they did also like the same report also confirmed Darth Vader, like Harley Quinn, a whole mm-hmm. bunch of Wonder Woman, a whole bunch of characters. So I mean, they're going to flex that muscle, and as well they should.
I think of course they should. Yeah,
sure, but I mean, I'm just saying you can't make the comparison exactly to Lego because Lego has so many more reasons why it was such a strong movie.
I think you're putting a pin in something that we're like a bullet into what we said. I'm just using it as a dive or jumping off point of
sure. Well, liking. But I'm just saying that because you and Enrique brought the same point about how like how you ended up being surprised that the Lego movie wasn't that for you. I'm saying there's a lot more reason to be wary about a Funko movie than a Lego movie. But I could be wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
No, you are right. Well, oh my gosh, no, you have changed my mind.
I think a toy movie is a toy movie is a toy movie.
But yeah, I think. Well, I see your points with Lego completely. I don't know with this one. I feel more like it's going to be bad than good. But, you know, we won't know until we see it.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know where Brian went with this one. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. It could be good, it could be bad. I don't know. They have history, so I mean, I guess Lego's been around longer. Is that the
absolutely?
I don't know. That's
I think that's part of it. But
I think it's a toy movie. Toy movie's a toy movie. Like they make these all the time.
I feel you. I'm just saying, there's a lot more reason why the Lego movie ended up justifying its otherwise commercial outward appearance, whereas Funko,
I think
it has
to
deliver
well.
A lot more.
I think they just did it well.
Yeah, but my point is it did well
the
because
Funko
of so much.
Funko has a harder climb, basically, mm-hmm. than compared to Lego Blue.
Exactly.
To basically get to that same
That's
point.
All I'm saying.
Okay, sure. That's a valid point.
Do you not think that like that's part of what makes the Lego movie so great is because of like.
No, I think the Lego movie is done, made it because it was a good movie. Like it wasn't just the brand by any stretch.
Sure, but
I think they did a good job with the animation, which. Yes, is an homage to the brick movies because even the water effects were Lego bricks.
Well, even
which
my story, even the story of
it
how
was well
about,
written,
you know, the about gluing your toys together or whether or not you know, like there's so much layers to Lego, both at, like
which,
especially
you know,
as the way you play with it.
Yeah,
that lends itself to the story of the Lego movie that I don't see Funko having that same in.
I think it's just a good story. I mean, they could have really botched it. They had other Lego stuff, I guess. So, and no one ever like it didn't make a splash anywhere.
Sure.
So it took this one Lego movie to be like, oh shit, this is if we do them like this, which the Ninjago and the Batman movie follow the same formula.
But some of that was lost by those films, which is why so many people don't regard mm-hmm. them in as high of a light as they do the original Lego movie.
I just think it wasn't done as well. I think it was Chris Miller and Phil Lord.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
I think they just crafted an amazing story. I think that's what it came down to. And lend that with the amazing, one of the best animations I've ever seen as far as animated movies
I
go.
Completely agree. I think the Funko movie could have a great
that's
story.
Where
I'm
it was.
Saying a lot of the weight of that story is inherently tied to the nature of how you
of
play
Lego?
With Lego. Yes.
I
and
see
not,
what you're trying
and
to say.
Not tied to how you play with Funko. Funko is just, I mean, look, we love Funko.
I mean, that's how we play with it. Because I think Chris sees a different type of play with it with your daughter.
With the Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, they come out in there and Barbie stuff and getting checked up by Doc and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that it is inherently the reason I like the movie, though. I just think it was a well-done movie. And it was a fun thing at the end to see, like, oh, it's really people playing with these Legos.
Sure. But look, all I'm saying is that's why I'm a little more worried with this movie that it feels a
were
little
you worried
bit more
with
like,
the Lego movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but
I think
we
all were.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a movie.
Yeah.
When they announced it, I'm like, fuck, are they gonna do this?
Sure. Yeah, I was in that same exact camp. I'm like, this sounds so commercial.
Yes.
And I have those feelings with Funko. But even though I ate crow with Lego movie,
they're
I feel
not.
Like there's more.
They're not unfounded because it's only been in the last 15 years, 10
yeah.
years that Funko has really
taken
exploded
off.
Into culturally the pop phenomenon that it is pop, the pop culture phenomenon that it is now.
Absolutely, which is a lot of what it what it doesn't have over Lego. Yeah. Wait. And look, I'm just saying like that just means it has much more of a climb. To make sure to justify being a movie that isn't just clearly all right, they're just trying to sell Funko toys.
I think it's their strong
great
point
story,
right now.
It's got to have so much more than that, you know.
You know, I'll be impressed when I see who they're writing with. But at the same time, like this is when you want to strike.
Sure.
With anything was it that I hope it's not the height of their popularity because I've invested a couple bucks into Funko, but sure. I don't know. Maybe
look,
we'll, maybe won't. I
yeah.
don't know.
And look, I you know I was a little bit kind of like swayed by once I saw some of the animation of the shorts that they did because I thought like, okay, you could do something really fun with this without their speaking.
You're talking about the Marvel physical. Ones, right? They're not other ones that they missed, right?
Yeah, I think they were just Marvel ones. They did a whole bunch of them though. It was
yeah.
like a
yeah. Well, they have the monthly box, and I think
that's
come
where they
out
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
Oh, is it for them?
I thought so. Or
I know
to
they
highlight them.
They started with that, but I don't know. I haven't paid attention to them.
Yeah. But I mean, as long as they do like if they do that style of like physical kind of based humor, you know, without I mean, it'd be challenging to do a whole movie without dialogue. But there's that little short like I was just thinking of the one with the Black Widow and the Hulk where they're trying to get past the lasers and everything. And that's all just done with this, you know,
I don't think I've seen that one
grunts and noises and stuff like that because they're not speaking. They don't have mouths. And I think that could be kind of fun if they did that as a
I don't we're talking too much. On. All right.
Yeah, I don't know why we're debating so much about this.
Brian hates it. He loves
no, I'm just it feels more like a cash grab than the Lego movie
felt.
Yeah. And I could eat crow, but I'm just saying it's just I worry about it.
I yeah. We'll just wait and see. What else we have here? Oh,
yeah, so in Marvel news, so to celebrate or in commemoration of Black History Month, Disney is going to be doing, it's going to be re-releasing Black Panther for the first week of February in about 250 participating theaters. There'll be free screenings. I think in commemoration of the month and to celebrate, you know, the
popularity.
Like the cultural impact that the movie has had and yeah. give a bunch of more people more eyes on the movie. And I think it's also kind of in celebration of the kind of monumental nomination that it got, the first superhero movie to get that kind of recognition. So, you know, so yeah.
So by the time
the first week of
by the time
February.
You hear this, it'll probably be out. So go check your local
AMC.
Yeah.
Check your phone. I don't know what to do local.
Well,
you'll have to search.
All at AMC
theaters. Oh, it's all
AMC?
AMC
yes. theaters, yeah.
And catch a free screen of Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just watch it on Netflix.
I mean,
that's
I'm sure
I'll
you've
do.
Already
they're
seen
both
it,
free,
but if you haven't,
more or less,
I mean, fucking get with the program. And if you've already seen it,
yeah, if you haven't
seen
it, like, look, man, you got no excuses at this point. Go see Black Panther. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was my
yeah.
favorite movie last year. Same wasn't movie. Even my favorite superhero movie last year, but it was pretty good.
And I hear so many people, like, kind of, like, crying foul about the nomination, too, and it's like, okay.
Well,
because... Yeah, well, I mean, I think, but a lot of it, it's just like it's a cultural significance of that movie. It's not just like, because I think any of us can agree, there's probably certain MCU movies that we probably think are better than it if we're just grading on what movies we like more.
All,
but
what do you mean, like last year or all, like of all time?
Oh, just all. Okay. I mean, it's not my favorite.
Yes,
I mean,
no.
Black Panther, I think, is a damn good movie, but
it's not even my top
like,
five.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, I think you're taking into, like, the cultural significance of it and.
I'm not. I understand 100% of what it feels like.
Yeah.
I feel like that with to a lesser extent, with Miles. Like I think that's more. I feel more culturally represented with that movie than Black Panther. But I'm not black, so
sure.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just fun to see that. And I know I'm bringing it to Spider-Verse, but it is important. And we always say this: representation matters.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, so, just look at how much of an impact Black Panther had. That there were so many
good
kids
movie
across America.
It's
like,
a
oh
very
my God,
good
the
movie.
Whole cast.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's well done. I mean, it's a very good movie. So yeah. I don't know. I don't want to take away from that because I think it's a very good movie.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Go see it for free this week. By the time you hear us, anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sweet. Last little bit, Enrique. Give me the rundown on this because you're like, do I know where this is from? I'm like, no.
Well,
no, you fucking geek. Oh, we're on Geek Pop.
This is one of the more entertaining things I've seen happen on the internet in a while.
Yeah,
because this is like a running joke meme that started a while back with Shaggy, and that's
Shaggy.
Yeah,
Shaggy.
Is
Shaggy Bostic?
Yeah. Well, what happens in the meme is that
with Shaggy.
Shaggy Narwhal, the one from Scooby Doo.
Okay.
So
that's his last name?
His last name is Narwhal?
Yeah.
Narwhal?
Yeah.
Like the whale?
Yeah.
I never
pronounced Narwhal. I thought it was... Okay.
It's Narwhal. I'm sorry. Narwhal.
Okay. I was going to say, that Narwhal doesn't sound...
It's not a Narwhal.
I'm sorry. Narwhal. Okay.
That sounds more right.
Yeah.
More
writer. Narwhal. Yes. Sounds well, anyways, he...
Right. That doesn't feel right. He's just Shaggy to me. It's a single name like Cher.
It's actually a longer name. I can't remember the full name, but...
Shag Thalamew
III. It's something weird. But anyways... Back to what I was saying. Apparently, there was a meme going around in which they took a scene where Shaggy actually fights a bunch of biker gangs, and they put the music from one of the Dragon Ball movies in there, and so that's what caused the big meme to happen. And people kept on sharing that Shaggy is like ultra powerful or whatnot.
Oh, I thought it started with the petition, but it was I guess that came afterwards.
That came, yeah, no, this came actually in 2007, but it got gross because of the petition.
What?
Afterwards.
Holy crap! So
this
meme is
this old?
I didn't realize this meme was that old.
Pretty old, yeah. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yes. I looked into this.
Wow.
Or at least like badass Shaggy is kind of that meme.
Badass Shaggy, okay. Yeah. So the Ultra Instinct thing specifically was added in, I think, like just last year.
Okay.
But the actual movie itself is showing that, and the badass Shaggy was kind of already in there.
Hmm.
But, okay, on to what the reason why we're talking about this meme is because the creators of Mortal Kombat, Ed Boon, has like obviously taking some requests or whatnot for DLC characters
as he's done before,
done before, yes.
And this thing really like took off.
Typically, what happens though, if I remember correctly, because I think it happened with Hellboy and the Ninja Turtles. Like he gives you a selection of characters that you would vote for, and of course, I think this, if I'm not mistaken, this was a write-in, right?
Yes.
This is like this is a Twitter write-in. This is a Twitter write-in where a guy just says, "We want Shaggy." He responds, "Let me know how that works out for you."
Yeah, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Because it's Mortal Kombat,
right?
Yeah,
like you're not going to get Shaggy in there.
Yeah, but maybe he then plays with the idea and says, high, low, medium, grab. I'll mix your shit up in fighting games and showing a picture of Shaggy.
Yeah.
Like being all powerful.
He shared an artwork, right? Like that somebody had made of Shaggy all like slowly. Mm-hmm.
Looking like
he's, I don't know. I just
like Raiden.
He's playing with the idea. Going,
I
don't think it's going to happen.
This doesn't happen.
No.
Well, he's a kid's character. You sooner have SpongeBob fucking ripping people's hearts out, right?
Well, I mean, they kind of did it with the Turtles-ish.
Mm, I mean, but the Turtles weren't in Mortal Kombat. They were in Injustice.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought they ended
And to be fair, like, even what they were doing, I guess they were pretty violent. My wife was like, watch me. She's like, huh, I didn't know they killed people. Because there's a part where Wrath throws the size into his finishing move into people's chest.
Well, but see,
they don't die.
That's
one
of those things. It's like, yeah, I think he does.
That's as far as it goes.
But also, Turtles is an inherently violent thing. And so it kind of like it could gel with Mortal Kombat, whereas I don't see like, because I guess Hanna-Barbera is Warner Brothers now, I don't see Warner Brothers taking their family-friendly Scooby-Doo franchise and mixing with Mortal Kombat.
They did make the comic book, and that is
Scooby-Doo versus Mortal Kombat.
No, the comic the Scooby-Doo comic book is
this.
Very like modernized, very, and they're, you know, fuckers, people
scary.
Die, man.
All
right. So, I don't know if they're going to work that, but I just don't see Shaggy being in Mortal Kombat.
My favorite part about this whole, like, online like upswell with Shaggy from Mortal Kombat is that it hit Matthew Lillard, the guy who played Shaggy in the live action movie. So he shared that original artist, the one that keeps getting memed of the of Shaggy looking all badass.
Yeah, power Ultra Instinct Shaggy, is what people are calling it.
So he shared the artwork from where it was posted by the original artist, and just sort of, you know, like, you become a master now or something, zoinks or something.
Yeah.
I thought there was a picture of him in the Shaggy wig too, like kind of recreating the
maybe. I mean, I'm sure like people have been photoshopping memes, and you know,
I mean, there's a Photoshop of it, so it can
happen. One of those things where, like,
Liam Neeson as Shaggy in
the
Mortal Kombat.
Fucking internet, you know.
Yeah, like, and just to clarify earlier, when people are saying, actually Norvell is his first name. Norvell Shaggy Rogers is his full name.
I knew the N wasn't there, something, right? Is it the third or anything? I feel like there was
I want to say there is a third, because I could have sworn I remember hearing a third, but it doesn't say it here on the Wikipedia page.
Hmm.
I'll look into it a little bit deeper later on.
What's Fred's last name? It doesn't matter.
So he normally puts up actual like viable options, and then people vote from. I guess this was like a writing.
If I remember correctly, he gives like, who would you like to see in the next Mortal Kombat? Yeah. Blank, 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 or you know, whatever. And then I would imagine like other.
Yeah.
I mean, just by the fact that this is a write-in and that it's based off of a family-friendly property, which is Scooby-Doo, I don't see it ever happening. But given how hugely it's spread online.
Plus, also, you got to think that, like, Scooby-Doo's still making movies right now and TV shows. So
are they?
Animated.
Oh, yeah, animated, yeah.
So you would think that they would probably not want to not let them use that. Yeah.
Sure.
If it was another fighting game, I think it has a possibility, but not Mortal Kombat.
Maybe when
Mortal
Shaggy Kombat, fights, it's not bloody. He just like hits him with a
sweat,
with a pan.
I don't know.
I think his first comment is more accurate of what he was actually saying. Like, let me know when how that happens.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. I think he's just having fun with fans.
I has to be.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way he's in Mortal Kombat.
He's basically feeding into the meme.
Well, plus, this is a write-in, so, like, they haven't actually done any work on this, so if they really were to do it, they'd have to start it from the ground up,
We should do the Bodie McBoat face, then.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Bodie McBoat face.
This is what the internet shines. Like, you don't give us a choice like that.
Don't give us the power.
We're going to abuse that shit. In the most beautiful way, because really, this is kind of like, if they didn't do that, we wouldn't be talking about it. And we were smiling and we're laughing about it. So,
but how great would it be? Shaggy and Mortal Kombat, just in all like gangly. And
did you see I had posted on a Geek Pop that someone did a Metal Gear Solid like a escape game room? Yeah. It wasn't a room because it's multiple rooms.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
I thought it was fucking pretty cool. Go through lasers and get to sneak around.
Hiding boxes.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's one of the things. You didn't see it?
No, I got to look that up.
And there's another part where they have strings tied that are supposed to represent lasers, and you got to crawl through. And there's even a part where, you know, you got to. It looks pretty fun. If they brought something out here like that, I think.
For Mortal Kombat?
No. Metal Gear Solid.
You have to fight this guy.
No.
Finish
you have to fight Raiden. Right?
That already sounds tasers. Exhausting. I think that's everything we have for fucking Geek Pop. Brian, do you want to add any other movies that you'd like to recommend people go see? Maybe The Hands of Manos or something like that?
No, I think I'll stick with Starship Troopers 2.
And what was the other one?
Venom again. Venom
what
has
it? Venom.
Like,
Venom.
You can't
Venom.
Shit. Like,
Venom's okay. Venom's okay. I
like Venom.
It's okay. It's like, okay. It's okay.
I'm just saying, it has its fans.
I know.
I'm not quite one of them.
I'm looking at one.
I can appreciate things about
the movie. But he's not quite one of them.
Because I didn't like the movie, but I can appreciate why a lot of people.
You were absolutely
right.
Venom.
How venomous of you.
Yo, Geek Pop this week, I'm the Chris.
Lisa.
Brian.
Zoink.
And like, your geek has just been popped, man.